permanent committee on administration, that they be paid on the percentage of the receipts of the committee, especially if we're going to give them priority payment. And I'm against this amendment to this particular recommendation. I think it and the original recommendation ought to be voted down.
13. Hello. Fred Deere from Southern Florida. If we do not have the motion that was made by Dan Moore, the problem would be that you're actually canceling out the stewardship committee in its work. And because without a preliminary budget for a plan for their year's operation in order to know who's on board and what materials they need to run their committee, what I think is sounding like that the committees, the funding committees are trying to wipe the subcommittee on stewardship by putting it as the lowest priority.
Seen again. I take the opposite view. This original motion came out of the MUS committee, and it came out of our committee because we were having to trade people for the money for the stewardship committee. And we will have to continue doing that if this goes through. We would like to go back to the motion that we brought to the Committee on Administration, which the Committee on Commissioners has rejected, and ask that this assembly give us the right to determine whether we support men or support a stewardship program, which is not fundraising. It is an educational stewardship program. And that committee itself denies its responsibility as being a fundraising program.
Ken, Maxwell Ken, Ted Cunningham, North Georgia. I'm a little confused. I'd like to ask a question. Would Dr. Moore's amendment mean that they have to pay the total that was budgeted, or would they have to pay the percentage of the receipt that they received?
Total budgeted, I believe.
It seemed like to me that you only should pay a percentage of that which was received.
That's the original recommendation at the top of the page. Michael Kim.
Mr. Moderator, I too am Paul Zetterholm, Central Florida Presbytery. I too am confused about the intention of this motion. It seems to me that, or the amendment, it seems to me is what is being saying. If we make that mandatory, are we saying then that the other responsibilities assigned to our committees are not mandatory? If that's the case, fine, let's vote on that. My understanding is that the effect of his motion is to say to each one of the permanent committees that responsibility, financial responsibility, is directed to be the number one priority. That's what I'd like to have clarified, if I might, sir.
Chairman, do you want to pass on that? You might better speak to that, Dan, than I can.
Nice. Dan Moore, Central Georgia Presbytery. The terminology number one priority is probably a little overstated. This is a relatively small proportion of the budget of any committee, but the question of whether it is the bottom priority is the one that I'm speaking to. If the committees have a choice, it will be the bottom priority, and we're voting the stewardship committee out of business.
Microphone 13.
From Texas Presbytery, it would appear to me that if we have a problem which pertains only to the stewardship committee, that a motion would be in order that we either let the stewardship committee raise its own funds or that it be funded separately.
I see no one in the microphone. We're going to vote on the amendment. The amendment by Dr. Moore will read as follows. Mr. Clerk.
Page 133, number 5. Add
that the payment is mandatory as it has been in the past.
All in favor of this amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We're back to the original of the committee. Now time is up. We're going to vote on the original recommendation of the Committee of Commissioners. Do you need to have it read? There it is in front of you. All those in favor of the original recommendation of the Committee of Commissioners, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
All those in favor of the original recommendation, hold up their hand. Down. All opposed, hold up their hand. Down. Number five.
Rohrbaugh for Senate Presbytery. I'd like to move that the recommendation number five be the action of this assembly.
Hold it. How did the vote go? Oh, I beg your pardon. Well, the motion lost. Yes. I beg your pardon. I thought I must have. Time's up on the vote. We voted. Now the floor is open for any business.
We
don't have anything on the floor.
Well, I'm trying to get this on the floor. It lost.
All right, Jim, you're in order.
I'd like to move that number five at the top of the page. I'd like to move number five at the top of the page.
All right, but we don't have time to debate. It's been moved and seconded. Number five at the top of the page has been moved and seconded. Question. It's a new main motion? It's a new main motion, so we can debate it. Move number 10.
I'm number 10. Mitch Cooley from Mid-Atlantic. I believe the mover means the motion as recommended by the Permanent Committee on Administration.
That's correct.
That the Stewardship Committee receives a percentage of the receipts of each committee.
That's correct.
I second the motion. I'm in favor of it. Let's vote and adopt it.
I see no one else seeking the microphone. We can vote on it. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Let's have your next one, Mr. Chairman. That the General Assembly answer the negative by the substitution of the following wording, and you have it in front of you on Recommendation 6.
Okay. Recommendation 6 is before you. Yes, sir. Microphone at the front.
I'll lay it off the substitute with your promise. I move a substitute for Recommendation number 6. Followed. A, that within 30 days after the assembly, the stewardship subcommittee make a suggested allocation of the overall budget adopted by the General Assembly and submit their estimates to each presbytery. B, that within 30 days after receipt of such estimates, each presbytery will make a suggested allocation and submit each estimate to each local session and request a pledge from such session. C, that within 30 days after receipt of such estimates, each local session will communicate to its presbytery what portion of such estimates that local church will pledge to consider. D, that the subcommittee on stewardship will communicate this information to each coordinator and committee chairman and will during the year continue to encourage gift giving by local churches. E, that the stewardship committee select and convene an advisory committee of church leaders representing churches of this assembly to suggest and recommend the best method for presenting the whole church, the total program of the church, and for the systematic funding thereof. You got a second, I'll speak to you. Gentlemen, remember. The Mission of the World Committee is the only committee that's now spending only after it receives pledges. It sends missionaries out and it gets pledges and then it spends. The other three committees are having to spend on the basis of what this General Assembly does and you see what's happening to them. We need a systematic system to let them know what they're going to get. This is designed to do that. In addition to that,
We need a system. We need to get the leaders of these groups together and the church together and to develop an overall uniform systematic giving program that we can give our churches as guidelines. And I believe in a year's time we can get that done and come up with something that we can fall under all the programs of this church. The money's there and the vision's there, and I know we can do it. Thank you. Microphone 9. Third time from the Assumption Presbytery. In terms of a crucial place in this whole debate, when it comes right down to it, the money that we are going to get for all of these projects that we're struggling about has to come from the churches. If there is any enemy, it is us, the churches. I am going back to my session as soon as we leave and call them together and point out to our session that our assembly has passed a budget that is $64 per capita for the year 79. And as we make our budget for 1979, that we start out, first of all, number one priority for our benevolence budget is $64 per capita, undesignated. And then, after you have finished that, you begin to move on to the other benevolence items that are so precious to us. But number one priority has to be that $64 per capita if they're going to survive as a general assembly. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the comments, but they were not directed exactly to the motion. The motion is whether or not the stewardship committee will solicit pledges from the churches, which, as I understand it, would be reported to the presbytery, and in some fashion, the presbytery would then report the matter so that the committee of the assembly would know how to. Well, that's what you read it so fast.
I haven't had a few minutes. If the stewardship committee would solicit the pledges, who's the pledge? The stewardship would ask the presbytery. The presbytery would ask the local church. The local church would reply to the presbytery. The presbytery would reply to the stewardship committee. The stewardship committee would reply to the permanent committee.
Thank you, sir. Microphone number 10. It's my idea, my private taxpayer. I'm pastor of a church that's only been organized about 4 years, but we've never asked our people to pledge, and they never have pledged. Since this organization, when New Hope Presbyterian Church was organized, all of the money that come into our treasury, 20 cents out of every dollar goes undesignated to the General Assembly. 10 cents out of every dollar goes undesignated to Calvary Presbytery. And 5% stays in our treasury for local benevolence. Since our establishment, we've been giving 35% of all of our giving to undesignated benevolences. Now, I'm not sure how my session will respond to such an appeal from Mr. Williamson, but if I was a betting man, I bet they'd tell you we'll give you a percentage instead of an amount. Microphone number 8. Lynn Wardell of Mid Atlantic Presbytery. I would also concur with the fact that asking for pledges tends to decrease the total amount of giving. I think people need to be aware of the need that asking for pledges tends to decrease the amount that would be available to see their offering. And in one comment on the time schedule, if the General Assembly goes along with it, a presbytery don't meet within 30 days, and sometimes sessions don't meet as regularly. The time schedule is unrealistic. But personally, I feel pledging is the wrong direction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see no one. He's not 11. Jack Williamson's remark, his amendment was that the pledges would be from teachers and not from individuals. I wonder if I could have that clarified. Thank you. Microphone number 7.
John Jim and Central Georgia. I move an amendment, and I lost track of what all the A, B's, and C's were, but wherever the word pledge appears, I move the amendment to read pledge and or estimate of giving. It's been accepted. All right, we're ready to vote. I take it that this is a substitute for the recommendation of the committee, which appears in the paragraph immediately above the letter 7. Do you want the whole thing read? I do not hear a call for the whole thing to be read. We will vote on the Williamson substitute. If you will substitute, say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it. It becomes a substitute. It's now the main motion. And it has been amended by saying pledges and all percentages. Estimate. All right. If you will accept it as the main motion and as adopted as the main motion, will you please say aye? Opposed, no. Go on to number 7. This is an official communication from Mid-Atlantic Presbyterian. Every member of Mid-Atlantic Presbyterian has signed it. I'm going to put it up here and then you can look at it when you get closer. Let's get organized on number 7, then, who recommended the General Assembly adopt it. I see no one speaking a microphone without objection. Adopted. References page 105 in your handbook. The recommendation is for the adoption of the amended budget, $322,319. So moved. I see no one speaking a microphone without objection. It is adopted. Subcommittee on Stewardship Ministries, $89,334. So moved. It's somewhat microphone 14. Mr. Moderator, having served on the committee of commissioners, I really would appreciate it if Mr. Bolus would put before the Assembly some of the information that we work with in that committee. I know the Assembly is aware that the situation is very grave in our denomination. But when you start comparing the rate of growth in our denomination, which is only 7%, with the rate of growth in our budget, and the rate of growth in our giving, lights on the stage only. The reason I hesitated is that this was not officially from the committee, but seeing the case on good work. $20,142,308.76. An increase in the year of overall giving $4,537,873. Present total last year $24,685,181. Let's explain to the Assembly that that is the total giving to the individual congregations of the PCN. Right. And so as you go ahead and stand there, do you have to add anything that I might overlook? When we began just a few years ago, this first line shows the increase in the ask of the committee through the, of various committees through the years. These are budgeted asking. The line here shows our actual giving for those budgets in that same period of time. That's the overall. Now, the third line shows that in the first year there was a very marked decrease in non-PCA benevolent giving. But then from the second year on, there has been a marked increase in that giving. This line is for your non-PCA giving up to the past year. $470,993 is the amount that was given to non-PCA causes during the year 77. The line on the bottom represents, you know, it's almost flat, a very small percentage of numerical growth in the denomination during those years. Anything else you want to add, before we go to the next one? I think certainly we ought to praise God for the tremendous amount of growth in giving in our denomination. That's tremendous for 66,000 people to have an increase in their giving in one single year of $4,500,000. But we only increased in our giving to the denomination $200,000, and we increased in giving outside of our denomination $400,000. And the permanent committee, the committee of administration, spent deficit money of $25,000. And NES spent $350,000, so that our spending was more than what we took in. Next step that has been worked up is to help you to interpret and understand the amount of money budgeted on the committee on administration as against the amount of money actually given to keep the committee going. This is one committee that sometimes we just take for granted that they always have enough money, and they don't. New Young Christian Education Publications requested budgeted money as opposed to money that actually came to them in fulfilling what we had asked them to do. Each year showing that first year was up, and then from there on it is falling quite below. Things that can be told on the NES committee. Now these are in hundreds of thousands of dollars. The ask fees, you remember last year was our large budgeted figure. But through the years, you will notice, except on one occasion, the actual money received came nowhere near what we as an assembly voted to ask him to try to accomplish. This is the budgeted item that we're voting on right now. And we did leave that one out there. You can see it in there. Yeah. Oh, that's 79. All right, that's right. Yeah, we're only partially into the year. That's the reason we didn't bear it right. Mission of the World. You can pull this on down, by the way. This is, I don't know if you can read that. Can you read that? 600,000 asking, and then up to 2,700,000, and then the amount of money that have actually come into kept supporting and meet this budget. This would be 377. Please notice that the rate of increase is quite a bit different on this graph than the others. The others are in increments of $1,000 or $200,000, and this one is in increments of $300,000. So if you compare the graph in the same sort of a graph, this one would go up at a much greater angle. All right. Thanks, Sarah. That time is expired on this. Question? Question? Question mark 6, that's the moderator. Buck Smith, middle of the night. Just want to ask through you, sir, the chairman. This past year, we've only had 9 months. What do the figures represent? Are they actual for 9 months compared with 12 months in previous years? How does that, we're doing right well for 9 months, Jared? Microphone 14. This is the calendar year. All of our figures are at the calendar year. The assembly takes action on a calendar year. These are all corresponding figures here. You don't have to convert any of them. In 78, the giving so far on an average is about what? 64%, except the Mission of the World. Ready to vote on the recommendation? If you favor the recommendation, say aye. Opposed, no. That's my belief. Page 134, PCA Foundation, 72,330. The media is acceptable. I see no one turning a microphone without objection. It is adopted. Section D, remove from the table of the amended budget for the Christian Education Publications Committee. That's it. Are you speaking to Mark? Number 12. Don't read the whole thing, Mark. You make it just stick it out. Mr. Moderator? Yes, sir. I'm going to make a motion, and maybe you can help me if you've had an audit guide. I need you to say that, sir, as the financial...
Identify yourself, please.
Pardon me?
Identify yourself.
I'm sorry. Jim Hart, Evangel Presbytery. I move that, sir, as the financial needs of the Committee on Christian Education and Publications are extremely critical, and whereas it appears that the General Assembly has failed to do anything substantial to solve the financial needs of the Committee, whereas the budget of the Committee is now under consideration, therefore, the report of the Committee of Commissioners on CEMP be reconsidered with respect to Recommendation 15.
Wait a minute.
That's why I said, you may need to help me in terms of it, sir. You got it.
Well, I think that's a motion for you, sir, but say that this be reconsidered. You don't say by whom, when, or where, or to what.
My intent, Mr. Moderator, was that we, the General Assembly, we consider that part of the committee's report at this time. That's what we're doing, brother. We're considering it.
Sir?
You want to consider the Christian Education Committee's report?
Yes, sir.
All right. This would be 7, page 7. Page 720. You want to move a reconsideration of an item on page 720. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I understand you now, sir. Do you have a second? You may speak to that. No. Reconsideration is not debatable.
It is the
baby? You can't say. All right. They said you can't. They said you may debate it. Come on, Eddie. Go ahead. The section in question, section 15 on page 720, includes in item D, the financial needs of the committee. It is also under that particular item in which the financial priorities of the committee were flashed on the screen and discussed. Therefore, it seems to me that it is part of discussing not only the figure of the budget, but of the crisis financially that we're under, it's very appropriate to reopen the question. That's a good kind of a statement. The motion before us is for reconsideration. If you wish to reconsider that portion of the Christian Education Committee's report, will you say aye? Opposed, no. It is not to be reconsidered. Could you clarify for me then, perhaps as a point of personal privilege, I had a huge sense of feeling that we had somehow failed the committee. Mr. Donahue said to us that he is not trying to work, and I'm wondering what we can do. We have a budget here before us, but I'm wondering, may I make a motion? I'm simply trying to study to know how we can. I feel like we let that thing come right on through, and we didn't do anything. We sat here and we're not galvanized to the kind of action that somehow we need to do.
Mr. Felicia, I am tremendously sympathetic to the way you feel in the part of your part. At the same time, the Assembly has heard, even in passing, the comments on the subject. and it has transacted its business in what the moderator believes to be a responsible fashion as that business has been presented to it. I think what we are left with is not irresponsible action, but rather fair consciences. And what that will bring about remains to be seen. I don't believe that we are at this point really faced with the necessity to examine our procedures or the actions of the Senate at this point. Mr. Moderator.
Can a motion be made at this point under the consideration of their budget? It has to do with, for example, a special offering for that committee.
You've already moved one reconsideration and didn't get far with it. If you want to move another reconsideration, you do have the floor, but not now, because you've spoken.
Mr. Moderator, it might be pointed out that the motion that Mr. Williamson made a few moments ago may help to alleviate this thing. In other words, his conscience may be helped from in that. But that kind of a program may be the kind of program that will raise the fund. Microphone 15.
Mr. Moderator, Paul Sekamaga, first secretary. I've got a question related to some of the numbers here and also that relate to some of the other figures. The amount on abortion, $1,500, apparently was subtracted instead of added to the total. Could you make this type of editorial question at this point? It said come up at $554,101.
Come again, you have your place.
Item D, the adjusted total, should be $554,101.
You're questioning the addition.
Yeah. Could we make this question where
you have it to be 554,101?
Committee says it's correct if there's a typograph below. But just as a general question, could we make this type of a editorial comment or can this be done later?
It's correct to be made, yes.
Yes, 554,101 could be the proper amount.
Recommendation B is before you. I see no one speaking the microphone without objection. It is adopted.
You may be fair the adoption of the budget for the Macy's of the United States. I hope it's correct. 785-802.
Microphone 11. Tom Hudson, Mid-Atlantic Secretary. Just a question. In a motion 108, it says that there were 75 organizing pastors for 77 and 78 has been budgeted for 25 organizing pastors. I wonder if someone from the Mission to the U.S. Committee would say how many men are on the field that will have to leave because of this budget.
Someone from Mission to the United States wants to add 13.
Listen to the U.S., Philip said. The present number is 53 somewhere in that area. We've been working on it during this assembly, trying to cut that down. We're finding great resistance. We're not cutting very fast. We're still in great trouble. And we must get down to 25.
Microphone 13.
Sir, I would like to make a motion on the floor of this chamber. I'm Bill Iverson, Mid-Atlantic Presbyterian. I'd like to make a substitute motion. I think an amendment could be proper.
It's the amount
of money.
It's here what you have.
I move that the 1978 budget level of $1,301,000 be increased by $99,000 to $1,400,000 for the calendar year of 1979. I furthermore move that the Mission to the United States Committee prepare an immediate strategy for 1979, which reflects this budget, and prepare a 10-year projection and 5-year strategy for evangelism and church growth, extending the rule and reign of the Lord Jesus Christ in the United States of America by His Word and Spirit through the faithful and aggressive preaching of the gospel, and to His glory alone. And finally, that the General Assembly confess its sin and indolence in failing to keep its commitment of its letters and ourselves in the 5th General Assembly of 1978, and that would include the other committees, same difference.
And I'd like to speak.
That's a substitute. Yes. Be separate.
Yes, separately.
Do I have a second?
Yes, sir, you do.
I'd like to have more than a second on this.
You've got mighty little time to tell us about it.
Yeah, let me be a sacred history. The children of Israel were very disobedient. There's a battle imminent. And the TJs, after the TJs, they came out. And they got the Ark of the Covenant. And they did a lot of shouting about it. And the Philistines said, "They're making so much noise, we better sit." And some brave Philistine stood up and said, "Take courage and be men, O Philistines. Be men and fight." And so they went out and they beat the children of Israel and started a standard, the Ark of the Covenant, given by God Himself. And Hawking and singing with God, undisciplined teacher boy, of a real fat, blind teacher. And then when they came back with a message, one of those young, the man fell over dead, the old teacher, and then one of the boys died in childbirth, and the kid was called Ichabod. It means the glory of departed. The mission of this church is to preach the gospel. In our book of church order, it says in 3:3, the church with its ordinance, ushers, and church is the agency that Christ has ordained for the edification and government of His people and the propagation of the faith and the evangelization of the world.
Yeah, I've got to stop you, Bob.
All right. I like to talk about the mission of the church.
I can ask the assembly to extend the time, and if you stand still, I'll ask the assembly, will you, under the cut the required number of minutes, if you cut the required number otherwise, will you extend the time on this question 5 minutes? If you will, say aye. Opposed, no. Bill, you've got about another 2 minutes, and then I'll let somebody else have the remaining.
He pledged $1,301,000 for 1978, and we fall in South Court. The committee had to reflect that. And what's happened? That means we're cutting down from 75 to 25 organizing pastors, and we're cutting out totally, things necessary, the biblical office of evangelists, which is church charter, and extending the kingdom. The whole amount of keeping the budget where it is going back up from $785,000 to $1,301,000 last year is but 71 cents a month per member. And you add another 15 cents, $86 a month per member. We can not only keep our men in the field, but we can continue to expand. The second thing is we have no strategy for reaching the United States. And if I were called to join the PCA today, like Tim Smart called me 3 years ago, I would not join the PCA, because the mission of the church is first to preach the gospel. That's the instrumental meaning. A billion men to Jesus Christ is the only way to build a church. And it takes 30 of us a whole year to win one person to Jesus Christ in our church. You're not doing the job of the doctor, and that's why I hardly mean it, and that's why we don't give to doing it, that's why we can hardly find one man to be our coordinator. And I miss Ryan there for one reason. He excited us with the mission of the church.
There you've got the copy.
I accept, thank you.
That's
and I ask that you did. Yes.
Mark 10:11. That junior is probably presbytery. Father's in bed eating. This is a hard act to follow. And I am in sympathy with all that my brother has said, but it is easy to get caught up in the rhetoric and in the passion of the moment and commit ourselves to something that we have no intention of following through. And we have done this year after year after year, and this is how we are in the condition we are in today. Whatever we commit ourselves to, brethren, let us be sure that we can go back and prayerfully bring it to our people honestly and support it, that these budgets, whatever we decide on, might be met. Let's not get caught up in rhetoric, as great as it has been, but let's be sure we're behind what we say, and we're willing to put our ministry and our sessions and our money where our mouth is. Mr. Garvis and the permanent committee, you got 1 minute. Let's take care of it. I do say what I want to say in 1 minute, but I try. In my estimation on the permanent committee, at the last General Assembly, we passed a very unrealistic budget. We had no means, either through the coordinator or through the committee, to raise this money. There seems to be a difference of opinion about faith. I think we need to act responsibly to find a way of getting this money, to build a budget based upon what has been received, to project a reasonable growth, to find the young men to place in these positions, to keep on adding and adding, but do it in a responsible way. I beg the Assembly not to adopt this larger budget and put on men that we cannot fulfill our moral obligation to. Let us find a budget that we can support, find the men that we can honorably commit ourselves to for 2 years, and let us build. We would like to see 100 pastors out there, but we want to do it on a responsible way. We don't have a coordinator. We don't have even an operations manual. We are going to have to build this committee from ground zero. And we are in no position to go out. No one has the heart of organizing churches more than I do. This would be irresponsible for us to do that. We need to build on solid footing.
That did it.
I urge you to defeat this motion.
You get the motion before us is to substitute, and you're going to vote on the substitute. Do you want it read again? I beg pardon. You want to amount 1,301,000 as in 1978 increased to 1,400,000 before 1979. I beg pardon? Alright, so won't read the whole thing. I move that the 1978 budget level of $1,301,000 be increased to $1,400,000 for 1979. I furthermore move that the Commissioners of the United States Committee prepare an immediate strategy for 1979 which reflects this budget and prepare a 10-year projection and 5-year strategy for evangelism and church growth for extending the rule and reign of the Lord Jesus Christ in the United States of America by His word and spirit through the faithful and aggressive preaching of the gospel and for His glory alone. And that the General Assembly confess its sin and indolence, in failing to keep its commitment in the 5th General Assembly for 1978. Those who favor the substitute will please say aye. Those opposed, no. We are back to the main motion as it was proposed by the committee. Those in favor of the motion proposed by the committee say aye. Those opposed, no. Let's go to the next recommendation.
Next,
you present first, and then they present first. Sacrificially to the work of the total work of the saints.
Presently, we're giving $23 per capita to mission a year. In 5 years, if the budget increased to mission a year to $5 million, and our denomination grows at the current rate of 7%, then we will have to give $60 per capita in the future to meet our budget commitment. We cut the budget, I made the motion, but we grow on a missionary from the present 148 to 190, rather than 230. I think it's a realistic expectation. I think if you had the time to spread the grass there, you'd see that it's realistic to what the committee's been bringing in. You're talking about growing, but you're talking about slow growing. And you're saying that's yet together. That's the first 15.
Mr. Moderator, I agree with Mr. Kennedy tonight.
Kennedy Smart from Mid-Atlantic Presbytery. I do want to comment on this, that we're not talking basically about money that has to all come out of the PCA. There are many large, very well-established, wealthy churches and the other denominations that have become very weary of the denominational programs that they've been supporting. And they are becoming interested in the missionary program of the PCA. If we put a lid on this budget, you won't be able to accept their money. But we promise you that you will never spend more money than we do receive. That's the way Mission to the World has operated. All we're asking you is to give us this ceiling to work under, and if the money comes in, you'll spend it, and if the money does not come in, we won't and can't spend it. You will receive one church this spring, the Colorado Presbyterian Church, with 4,000 members. That church in the next couple of years will have somewhere in the vicinity of $1 million to spend on mission. If we don't give them room to spend it in mission to the world, they're going to go someplace else to spend it.
Not for first two, has
I want to speak to the minority report too, so I'll yield to the other side.
Some more quick adjunctions, aren't
they? Mr. Moderator, I'm pastor of a home mission church in Alabama, and if I came to this assembly and said my church is trying to spend $200 a month to help somebody else, most of you would say this fellow's kind of off his rocker. We don't have this kind of money. And all of our other committees are not receiving the budgeted amount, and all we ask in the world mission to do, since home mission had to cut on, all we ask in the world mission committed to do is kept our budget down. I'm not opposed to go on mission, but I think if one budget has to go down, it would be helpful if all of it. And I'm sorry, I'm opposing them, I feel too.
But turn out here, that you really say the chairman of the committee has a right to defend that the case is necessary to about not being at the point of the final statement before the vote.
Yeah, the chairman of the committee can ask for the chairman how he wants it.
That's what the answer
is. All right. You got
it.
Father, I'm looking very committed to reading that you have to tell us in the news says that the Thomas really got a lot to defend this budget. There's still three things I want to mention to you, brother. Number one, the mission to the world doesn't spend money it doesn't have. The budget is a ceiling. You can't spend more than that. The question you put it in there, I can put a ceiling on it. If you don't get it, you don't spend it. But if you put a ceiling 405 miles to look, and we have missionaries that want to go, and we get the money, we can't send them. We're not going to spend it if we don't get it. If you drop this 405 miles, you have to go 63 missionaries. And I'm thinking, if you cut this budget 405 miles, we're going to stay right where we are. We're going to have to pay the people we can't send them next year. I don't think you want to do that. I think you have a vision for what to do, what we want to do, and I think the church will give it, and you're not going to spend it unless you have it. I thought you ought to support all the committees, and I thought you ought to restore the $405.
Someone on the opposite side. Someone on the opposite side. Number 11, number 13, excuse me, I recognize you, Kelly, I'll get back to you.
I'm doing better than Travis, take care. It's now great privilege to serve as chairman of the candidate committee of the Mrs. Aurora. And Ron has been moving through the PCA to raise up young men and young women from our churches, from our own sons and daughters, in a tremendous way. In this last year, we've gotten a number of young couples to church plans. From the Reform Seminary in the last 2 years, we've gotten about 6 men to go to plant churches around the world. And my concern here is that you don't tell these young people whom God is calling to the mission field that you can't send them, because if God is calling them, he's going to find a way to get them there. And I want it to be through the PCA and the Committee Well Committed. I believe that by leaving the student up to the permanent committee office, you'll get the people, I believe you'll get the money, and I do not believe that you will take money away from other agencies. When we were in the PCA, I was in First Church Chattanooga, and we found ways and means to support all kinds of missionary agencies because we could not trust the Board of Foreign Missions. I served on that board for 10 years. And we can trust that the people we'll be sending out will be faithful, and God is going to call them out. And I believe that by raising this budget back up to the original asking, we'll get the people, and we're very much, those are the kind of ministry of our committee, are going to do all they can to help all these other committees raise their funds this year. But I don't want us to say no to these young people that God is calling to mission.
Michael 16. Okay, David Proctor, again, the Presbyterian. I'm against this minority report, this revision. Missionaries out there, I itinerate them, and I'm all for missions. I wish we could do it. A church that I know of, when I left the church, they cut off the missionaries. And this is what the people did. This is what the session did. But these missionaries are itinerating, giving appeals, take money from other causes that need the money. Secondly, somebody said about money and not having money to spend. There are two ways. You can put that money in the bank and get the next year, pay us your money. You can send out as an individual church or as a presbytery. I would encourage you that if these people have so much money, there are ways they can get those missionaries on the field, but that we raise the budgets of the other assembly committees before we approve this huge missionary budget. Let's get it back where it belongs.
The time has expired. If the assembly wishes to extend the time, it will be extended. If you wish to extend the time by 5 minutes on this motion, will you say aye? Opposed, no. We are going to vote on the minority report. The minority report. Do you want a very quick word? So, yes, Mr. Mallory, the only thing that I would say at this point is I'm thinking about back home. We have two missionary couples ready to come before our committee right now. And I would hate to tell them they need not come.
The motion would replace the majority report with the minority report, if you say aye. All right. Those who support the minority report will say aye. Opposed, no. I believe the ayes have it. Those who support the minority report, raise your hand. Bam. Those who oppose the minority report, raise your hand. The minority report is substituted for the majority report. It now becomes the main motion, and I'm going to put the vote. Those of... Yes, sir? Microphone 9. Gentlemen, there are a number of us that are extremely pleased to see the Mission of Our Committee moving in the direction of increasing the church planners on the field, their vision, their plan for the future. We wholeheartedly support their goal and policy, their vision. My concern is that we have a balanced vision overall. Right. If you vote for this, not 1979, you want to see what you're going to give to the PCA and the rest of the church. You go home now. The figures that we have to work with to see where we are next year at the General Assembly, They're going to be based on what comes into the giving of this church this year.
I'm going to have to
by December 31st.
We're going to have to vote.
Those of you who say that the law must report
of the commit,
yes, report before the House, which is the form of minority report, say aye. Says no. Yes, that's thank you. Those of you who say that a report stands. Be seated. Those of you who oppose the report, please stand. The report is adopted. Given the next recommendation, Mr. Chairman. Conference Grounds Committee budgeted reports for 1979 and the remainder of 1978. Mr. Moderator, we move our acceptance as a fact. Mr. Moderator, the point of personal privilege, number 12. Could we talk to the Assembly not to applaud any speaker or any action, please? It's the only fair procedure. I think we have just seen an example of the reason why the moderator has failed to discourage applause when there is justified reasons for it. At some times when feelings are high, and at that point, applause sometimes hurts. I see no one speaking in the microphone on the recommendation of the conference. Gilly, you want to speak to the conference, Gilly?
No, sir. I just want to personal privilege for a moment.
What about Gilly?
About giving.
Gilly, no, sir. Not this time. On the conference center report, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. It is adopted. It's still on the page 136. Page 136, recommendation 10. We recommend its adoption on the hearing of from the four subcommittees as they are ready to report. I see no one speaking the microphone without objection, and the plan is adopted. Recommendation number 11. We move its adoption, sir. Microphone 15.
Mr. Moderator, Brethren, Brother Joe Steinway, Great Presbytery, I'd like to offer a brief amendment to this recommendation 11. If you look at the recommendation, line 2, the word committee, I should like to propose that we add, after the word committee, these words, with the exception of personnel files. Such files shall be held by the respective committees for a period of 15 years and then destroyed. And then the balance of the recommendation will continue as it is. I offer that as an amendment.
It has been moved and seconded as the amendment.
Brethren, in the committee, I'm looking to the word just to give you an illustration. We have confidential references on missionary candidates, and I'm sure that the other committees have similar references on personnel, staff members who are employed by the respective committees. These items are confidential items. I don't see that there is any need for these matters to be transmitted for the purpose of accumulating historical records. I rather think that in keeping confidence with those who come before us as potential employees, we ought to follow the procedures suggested in this amendment.
Microphone 8.
Mr. Moderator, James Moore, Father Testor. Not to protect this motion except for the word destroyed. Now I realize that the speaker who spoke before me perhaps is a few years my senior. And I would hope that particularly in the area of the missions of the world that our people would not be missionaries for 15 years, but some of them closer to 50. But there is some way that this could be changed so that it could be so long as those missionaries were alive or something to this effect, because when you destroy the papers of people who have served overseas, you destroy more than just the personnel files. There are people who go back. If I may, Mr. Moderator, She was a personal illustration.
Mm-hmm.
One of my ancestors went to Japan 117 years ago, and those papers are still in existence. I have never read them, but others have, and have used that as different illustrations in history. But and we are people doing things now in Korea. We are in the fourth generation of their family. And in 15 years, perhaps the fifth generation will be there. But if we destroy those ties, we're going to destroy a part of the Christian record. And we have spoken of the Christian record many times. And I do not believe that we should destroy. If the motion was written differently, I could support it. But I cannot support the destruction of the Christian record anywhere.
Chapter 35, Mr. Moderator, Morton Smith, Mississippi Valley Presbytery. The State of Post Office is presently charged with the matter of saving the historical record of the denomination. Having worked on a doctoral dissertation that involved historical materials, I worked for a year at the Presbyterian Historical Foundation in Montreat, which is a superb collection. And one of the things any historical library or foundation will do will honor the request of the donors, in this case the Committee on Mission of the World, not to allow boxes to be open 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, because all those people have died that would be in those records. But we must preserve them. I do think we must preserve them. And we can keep them confidential as you desire. You can say nothing can be looked into without permission of the Mother Committee, Mission to the World Committee, without their permission. That kind of restriction can be easily put on them, but let's not destroy them. Because as a last speaker said, once you destroy them, you lose something. And it's an invaluable thing. As a person who's done research in historical materials, we could have an invaluable thing from the very beginning of our search to preserve all of these records. I've been told that in the transfers and the PCUF into the GED and so forth, that one of their boards just simply destroyed a bunch of records, including who gave money for what designated causes they only know. They were all destroyed because they were not directed by the Assembly to turn them over to the Historical Foundation. I would hope that we will, if you put, allow the committee to put restrictions as they would like, that we'll save all of our records so that we can have those files to be researched under whatever restrictions you'd like.
I do not feel that I'm not speaking in my mind, but I want you to speak again. Just a minute. All right. Not so short to you. Moderator, Henry Beckham, FBI Department. It could be that the committee could consider my self-standing processing of documents that the court should certainly preserve them and take very, very little space. Thank you. Not so 50.
Moderator, brethren, our concern, of course, is the protection of confidence. The doesn't affect you not if you know how those confidences are protected, but I do think that the oldest, the people who submit to us, references concerning individuals, that ought not to be made matters of public information. Perhaps the procedure suggested by the state itself is the better procedure. I have no objection to that. If you can help me to formulate the proper notion, I'd be glad to submit that.
And Mr. Moderator, I don't think we really have to say to draw the policies, but if we could get this general direction perhaps in this next year, we could come back with more detailed policies, giving various different options as to how these things could be guaranteed, and we in the meantime could hold everything under security until we have been given permission to open it. I'd be very happy to do that. The main thing I want is just not to have the records destroyed just because they're 5 years old or over.
Well, I'd rather have an amendment which could be executed for about 15 years anyhow. Amendment before the House, the same amendment, my 2013.
I would move that we refer the matter of the Stanway Amendment to the Committee on Administration to report back to the next General Assembly.
The referral is to the amendment only. The referral is appropriate for here. Take the whole thing, then.
That's right.
The fellow takes the whole thing to the Committee on Administration to be reported next year.
And it is debatable, isn't it? Yes, sir. Anybody want to talk about it? I'm going to put the motion. If you will refer this whole matter back to the Committee on Administration for report next year, so I. First, no. Mr. Lewis, number 12. Mr. Moderator, we recommend the adoption of Governor Motion number 12 as to a site for the 1979 Assembly. End of vote. That's 3-4-2. Second. Time to speak. The Cabinet Press will offer an amendment to this recommendation. It's back to the June 18-22 and then put in their place June 21-27 and then following that reword of this statement. It is said here to be as follows. One, the committees are commissioners to meet on Wednesday and Thursday, June 20 and 21. Two, the opening session of the Assembly to be on Thursday, June 21 in the evening, if the hour is not known by this motion. Three, no business to be conducted on Sunday, June 24. And four, the anticipated conclusion of the Assembly to be on Wednesday, June 27. If there's a second to motion, I'd like to speak to it. You have a second. Ms. Mallard, I don't believe that this new schedule involves any increase in the number of days that we would be here for the meeting of the Committee for Commissioners and the General Assembly. Rather, it is a shift on the schedule that would go from Friday to Friday, as is now presently set up, to a schedule that would go from Wednesday to Wednesday. Also, this schedule would allow for about an extra half a day for the Assembly's business. By the present schedule, one Lord's Day is involved, and possibly a second Lord's Day due to distances of travel. By the new schedule, only one Lord's Day will be involved. For many, that is those who must be here for the committees and commissioners, those members of the cabinet committee, and staff, and others, coming to the General Assembly involves a period of 8 days or more than that including travel. And I simply believe that this schedule, this July schedule, running from Wednesday through Wednesday, would be more acceptable and more convenient to the majority of the commissioners. Thank you.
The amendment, Mark Pontero, are you speaking to the amendment?
Well, I speak to this amendment, Mr. Moderator.
And you've got it.
I'm Kenneth Smith, Central Florida. This Assembly is on Friday to Saturday night. I happen to be taking a week from my vacation to be able to come to this Assembly. There's going to be other people that send the volume that are calling. Now, I agree that teaching elders have flexibility, they're able to come in the middle of the week. Most people, as far as working people or laymen in my position, have to work and take a vacation normally from Friday to Saturday. In all fairness to elders that are working, I know there's a lot of retired elders here, I can appreciate their place. And I would like to attend again, and this would definitely handicap me in taking 2 weeks vacation. And all of it is called for a working man to have to give a whole vacation up to his family. Thank you.
Next caller, Robin.
Mr. Moderator, thank Dr. Evangel. I'm opposed to the amendment also. Two, the way it is now, the Committee of Commissioners have to be here over the weekend and attendance committees, but the rest of the ministers do not have to be here over the weekend and can be at their churches. This would require all the ministers to be gone from their churches for at least one Sunday in San Antonio.
Were you on before on this amendment? Seven. If my lady June Cox is willing to write a call on the surface, I have another amendment on the same subject, one dimension for the time on God.
Heard it. Nine.
Don't want to waste time. I'm along to Mississippi Valley, but I think in relation to this, I would speak in opposition to it, the amendment. Meeting the basis in later in June, so the week before, and then
moderator, we have some extra copies of this report in one court. If anybody doesn't have it, hold up your hand to take the vote.
Hold up your hand if you don't have copies of the report prior to talking. Are you ready to vote on the amendment? I do not see anyone speaking in microphone on this amendment, which would put...
I guess you speak a word against the amendment.
You don't have to speak a word against the amendment.
If you want to change the date and change the schedule, a week later for the assembly and begin your motion. If you support the amendment, will you say aye? Opposed, no. And I believe you got one on this or another one.
Another one.
Another one. Well, let's get back to the date for the General Assembly, Charlotte, North Carolina. Those of you who support, you want to speak to this?
I have an amendment, yes, my lord.
You have an amendment for this one?
For this one?
For my motion.
Mr. Taylor,
this moderator, I have an amendment also. To this item,
not to the vote, but to this item.
Well, remember what the answer was first. I thought you had got the answer now. Just a minute. Mark Taylor,
point of information. At the last General Assembly, wasn't there some motion passed or made at least to the effect that we would speak out a conference Sunday or something of that nature for our Sunday so that we could not be bad post-Argentine? Isn't that an action to this Sunday?
No. Nothing of this kind was discussed. It was discussed after the Charlotte date had been determined, and that's what we're discussing now.
Page 7.
Mark 47, you have an amendment. I'd like to commit
an amendment to delete the words Northside Baptist Church and insert the Sheraton Hotel and Convention Center. This motion needs explanation, and if I get a second, I'll speak to it.
Do you have a second?
It's not right. We heard last Tuesday morning, and we've seen all the organizing pastors and the churches that they represent. We're meeting in all kinds of places, such as the ex-funeral homes, other voluntary buildings, Legion Hut, civic centers, restaurants, and so on. This is pretty important for us to tell. And I feel that in telling the place to tell, sort of asking the host churches, would like to not particularly have the beautiful, most beautiful, and magnificent Northside Baptist Church. With all the intercepted TVs, it's a very beautiful church. But I understand it costs about $500 a day. There are no motels nearby, or at least very few. At the Sheraton Motel, where a lot of people would be staying, the price would be a little bit higher, I understand. But there would be a minimum of traffic, transportation back and forth. A lot of people could stay and eat close by. And also in support of the church, in contrary to the Baptist Church, I've been told that the Baptist Church has a policy that the ladies could not attend in their comfortable flats and pink feet, that they would have to wear more, So, you need So I would encourage the assembly to consider this convention, not convention center, but the Sheraton Motel for the place this Sunday, where the accommodations would be similar to this, which I think very nice here for the 19th.
Hotel for the place this Sunday, where the accommodations would be similar to this, which I think very nice here. For the 1979.
Mr. Park, before you sit down, to save assembly's time, do you have reason to believe that the Sheraton would be available these days?
Yes, sir. I have very good reason to believe they would, but I couldn't confirm at this minute.
Well, you're going to have to confirm something of this size before this assembly mandates a change. Now, you can either postpone action until you can confirm, or you can word it in such fashion that it becomes, if feasible, if possible, or something of that kind. But you're not going to mandate a change and then find out we can't get it. I've been on convention programs that take 2 or 3 years sometimes.
Well, Mr. Moderator, then I would say, with your permission, that it be either the Sheraton Motel or another place other than a church, unless it's a Presbyterian church of our denomination, which there are none, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Gene, I want to help you. And if you do that, you're going to lose the whole ball game. Now, you can either defer action on this matter until tomorrow while you confirm, or the microphone can. I have an amendment that would help him if it will be allowed. An amendment to his amendment? All right, that's it. I move that this recommendation be recommitted to the Committee of Commissioners of the Administration Committee in order that another facility be selected. Wait a minute. I'm not going to expect a referral back to this committee yet. Now, sit still. Does microphone 16, can you clear up anything here? I doubt it. All right, I'd like to try. Can you clear up something, Ted? Microphone 12?
I think I can, and I was standing before this other...
I know you were, I'm going to accept that if nobody can clear up anything any better, but what have you got?
All of the statements, practically, I'm the chairman of the post committee for the 1979 General Assembly. We have made a very thorough investigation of the situation, and the expenses at the Northside Church will be considerably less than they'll be at the Sheraton. The facilities are far exceeding anything that we can do at the Sheraton. We won't have room there.
All right, now wait a minute, Ted. Wait a minute. You're not. We need to know right now, and this is where I stop June, whether or not we can get the Sheraton. Do you know that?
It will be a difficult situation unless we go to a July the 4th situation.
You don't think we can confirm these dates?
Not without a very expensive cost factor involved.
Can we confirm these dates or can't we?
No.
At a very high expense, yeah. All right, then we can confirm these dates. And we do have an alternative. That's the only way the Assembly can debate an alternative, is to know, yes and no. So we do have the alternative before us. Now the question of cost can become a part of the discussion.
Okay.
All right, you can talk.
The Sheraton is a lot smaller situation as far as the Assembly area is concerned. It would be no area to mount anything for the extra display. The facilities would be very crowded as far as the printing facilities and all this is concerned. It'd be one big room. We'd have to be stumbling over one another, getting in and out. And the expense, it will be about at least 33% more than it will to go to Northside. As far as the facilities are concerned, or the adequacy of the motels, there are far more motels available, and the eating arrangement and everything is far more available at the Northside location. I'll be glad to answer any questions that anybody has on it.
I'm trying to get this thing down where we can see it. The motion says Northside Baptist Church. The amendment says Sheraton Motel. And you've heard the discussion. We are either ready to vote or we're another.
Huh?
You've either got to extend time or you've got to vote. For both? For each one. I'm going to allow this gentleman to read the figures he's holding in his hand, which constitutes the difference in cost. Now, make it not known. Northside Church costs, of all meetings, $500 per day. Sheraton Center, $750 per day for the main room, $25 per day for a committee room, and $2 discount for other rooms. And we would have to use the Sheraton plus the Quality Inn together to be considered a single meeting area. Other cost considerations.
There are 6 motels with 600 plus rooms in the area of Northside Church. The Sheridan Center has 200 rooms. The Quality Inn has 175. The cost on the rooms of those 6 motels with 600 plus rooms in the vicinity of the Northside Church that are listed here, $20 single, $26 double. The Sheridan Center, $29 single, $36 double. And the week of July the 4th, 23 single, 26 double. Quality Inn, 20 single, 25 double. I think that was it.
Motion before the House, time has expired. Does the Assembly wish to extend the time on the debate of this motion?
Yes.
On amendment, rather. Well, the whole motion. By 5 minutes, if you do say yes.
Yes.
If you don't say no.
No.
We're going to vote. You have before you the choice between the Sheraton and the North Side. That's what's before the House. If the amendment is defeated, the floor is open for another amendment if someone wants to make it. But right now, the amendment is the one that deletes the word North Side and inserts Sheraton. If you support that amendment, say aye. Opposed, no.
No.
We are back to the main motion, which says Northside Baptist Church. Are we ready to vote on that? You have a motion? You can ask a question. This man was trying to make a motion a few minutes ago, and I told him to wait. I'm going to let him make his motion.
No matter what.
I move that this recommendation be recommitted to the committee of commissioners of the administration committee in order that another location and facility be selected. If I have a second, I'd like to say one sentence. Do you have a second? I plead with this assembly that we not meet a second time in a Baptist church. All right, 15. I'd just like to find out, as Mr. Moderator, if the date was changed for some reason from September or in the fall, and if whether this can be changed back. I thought we changed this date. You could correct me. I wasn't at the last assembly. Why we changed it to June? Is that supposed to be a better date than the fall that we were meeting in before?
Someone answer that question.